Every day, Iraqis are found bound, blindfolded, and shot in the streets of the capital, while others are victims of bomb attacks. The acts are attributed to Shiite militias and Sunni insurgent groups, waging a war against each other that is claiming on average 100 lives a day. 26-year-old Saif, a Sunni, knows this pain personally. Earlier this year, his older brother Khalid was kidnapped. His family looked for him but found no trace of him. One day a relative called to say many bodies had been found on the side of the road west of Baghdad. They went there and Saif recounts what they found. He says there were many bodies, and they checked 15 of them before they found Khalid. His hands were tied behind his back, and he was shot twice through the heart and three times through the head. Saif says some of the bodies had labels on them that said Sunni or Shiite, or tags that said this man is a traitor who works for the Americans. Other Iraqis complain of intimidation by militias and insurgent groups that are trying to ethnically cleanse Baghdad neighborhoods. Residents are threatened and told to move or they will be killed. Ali, a Sunni who lived near the Shiite enclave of Sadr City, says his family received such a threat a few months ago. It came by telephone one evening during dinner. He and his wife fled their home immediately and spent the night in their car in a parking lot near a coalition checkpoint. Then there are the near-daily car bombs, suicide bombs, and roadside bombs that claim both civilians and security forces. Abu Ali, a Shiite, says he had to stay home from work for 3 days because he was so shaken after a car bomb exploded near him and bullets flew past his head. He says his wife also witnessed a car bomb explode. As a result, they are afraid to leave their house very often. Abu Ali, like many other Iraqis, blames the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki for doing nothing to stop the violence. They say he and other political and religious leaders have personal agendas and allow the killing. They also blame regional players, Iran and Syria, for supporting armed groups inside Iraq. Ghalib, a Shiite who was a captain in the army of Saddam Hussein, repeats a suggestion of many Iraqis. He says they want a new government headed by former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. Mr. Alawi, a secular Shiite, was prime minister from May 2004 until legislative elections were held last December. Ghalib says Mr. Alawi does not favor either Sunnis or Shiites. He says Mr. Alawi proved it when the mainly Sunni city of Fallujah rebelled in 2004 and he authorized an offensive against them, or when the Mahdi militia of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had its uprising in Najaf and he authorized force against them as well. Ahmed, a Sunni from northwest Baghdad, agrees.
I think the government must be changed and the military must be working for Iraq, not for them's party. I think it's difficult to change the government. They must bring Alawi, because the year that he's like be a president for Iraq, I think it's the best year from the American military come to Iraq until now.
Iraqis say they are tired of the daily violence and they just want to live in peace and security so they can provide for their families as they used to. But overwhelmingly, they say they want to see the government crack down on the illegal armed groups that are terrorizing their daily lives. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。